It was a video that should be a learning tool for all men, that at some point, you're not the athlete you thought you was, and you're not the athlete you'll never be. Graham Couch for the Lansing State Journal. He is standing by, also Couch in the Room podcast. Man, Graham, I'm watching you guys. I think my quote was on my tweet on your video was, where's the Benny Hill music? After watching you.
You know, it was one of those things. It was for charity, and it was a comment that was made on the podcast. Not even by me. This wasn't supposed to be me having to do this. By the guy, by the Rube himself, a year or two ago when I think it was like the Taiwanese goalkeeper in the Women's World Cup gave up 11 goals. He made the offhanded comment, I think I could do better. And I was like, there's no way you could do better. Well, these are world-class soccer players. You would give up a million goals. And so the idea was we were going to have professionals shoot at him and just to prove the point. But somehow it morphed into this. They did it for charity. They had a number of people who were actual athletes shooting at me. But one who was out there was my colleague, Phil Friend. And the thing is, the reason the ball got by me is Phil is so bad. I was reading his eyes and reading his legs. That's not where he was aiming. He was aiming to go to his right or his left up in the corner, and he kicked it straight because he has no athletic ability whatsoever.
Man, after watching the video of you and Phil, I almost called Lionel Messi and said, can I play with you in Barcelona? I felt bad. You guys look like two brothers who were settling the bet in the backyard, and that you've never played soccer in your life. It was awesome. That video was priceless. Hey, I wanted to bring you on and get your thoughts on where the Big Ten is going because of Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC. Is the Big Ten going to add on? Could they one day get the SEC coming to Ohio State and Michigan and saying, do you want to join us? The most powerful college football entity, maybe sports entity in America. Your thoughts, short term and long term, where the Big Ten is going?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly a you know, something to pay attention to if you're the Big Ten. Like, wow, the SEC is getting stronger, bigger, more teams, all that stuff. But I don't think the Big Ten necessarily has to do anything because the Big Ten is one of the two top halves in college sports. If it's the Big Ten, it's the SEC. And, you know, if you're nobody ever leaves the Big Ten. I mean, I sometimes think Nebraska might someday, but nobody, people just don't leave what the Big Ten has to offer. And if you're Ohio State, for example, and the money is comparable to what the SEC is getting, what is the SEC, what would that offer? A harder road to the playoff? Like I get why Oklahoma and Texas did this. This is a bottom line financial arrangement. This is what they want. But it doesn't help them get to the college football playoff, not in a 12-team playoff, not in a 4-team playoff. Think about this. They had a decent path to the playoff. Both of them, Oklahoma had been there multiple times. This is about money and just money. And if you're Ohio State, you already have an amazing path to the playoff. You're the unquestioned top program in the league you're in, and a league that rakes in a ton of money. And there's just no need to. And not only that, look at what the league did at the end of last year when you didn't play enough games to qualify for the conference tournament or conference championship game. They, you know, they bent over for you. So I don't think there's any risk of the traditional Big Ten schools going anywhere. Whether the Big Ten does anything to add and looks around the landscape and says that school fits what we want, our footprint or our, you know, I mean, that I don't know. I mean, that's where it gets interesting because there aren't a ton of schools like in the Big 12 right now or what's left of the Big 12 that make much sense for the Big 10.
You mentioned Nebraska. There's a part of me that said, okay, Oklahoma, Texas go to the SEC. Would Nebraska want to return to more of a geographical friendly conference for all their sports, including football? And with Oklahoma and Texas leaving, Nebraska and Scott Frost could be thinking, and their athletic department, we could be more competitive and more visible in the Big 12. And like you said, maybe one leaves and the Big 10 slides in somebody else. But that Nebraska situation will be interesting to watch. Would they leave the Big 10 to return to the Big 12?
Yeah, I mean, they're the one school that seems like they don't fit quite as well as the others. And right. They've been, but the money is still, I mean, you know, think about Maryland left the ACC because the Big Ten basically got them out of debt. You know, Maryland wanted the cash, and they left. I mean, there is no greater fit than Maryland in the ACC, and yet they're in the Big Ten. I mean, I think that tells you that the power and prestige of the Big Ten. And there is, you know, the Big Ten also, it's a little different than the SEC. The SEC, I mean, Texas would fit what the Big Ten is, but it is also about, they want AAU institutions with, you know, top 100 schools. And the other thing is they want graduate research institutions that fit who they are. Like Oklahoma would never be asked to come to the Big Ten. Just wouldn't happen. You know, so, you know, Texas would, and they fit. So there's that consideration, too. Oklahoma State, Kansas State, these sort of schools aren't going to be Big Ten schools. And so it's more, you know, you're thinking of the Virginias, the North Carolinas of the world, the Pitt, you know, that would fit. Those. The ACC actually has a lot more, but their grant of rights deal is difficult to see a team getting out of right away. And the other thing is, if I'm the Big Ten, I'm not sure you have to do anything. I mean, you look around. Say there's a 12-team playoff. How did, I mean, Texas is basically Michigan, right? They're a program that's a big brand that's made good football but hasn't been relative most years in the national playoff conversation in a while. And how does joining a league with all the powers that the SEC has help them get there? When there's a 12-team playoff, maybe there's enough spots. But if you're going six conference champions, I don't know that this improves Oklahoma and Texas getting to the playoff. I think this improves their financial bottom line.
That's it. And it was about money. Well said. Graham Couch, Couch in the Room podcast. Also, FIFA 22. Him and Phil Friend may be covered. Teammates on FIFA 22 for Xbox.
The box isn't big enough.
And that's Sony PlayStation. Thank you so much, my man. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Phil.
Bye. All right, Graham Couch from the Lansing State Journal joining us on the Meyer Guest Line.